From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. The investments were revealed in the Panama Papers. The president of the nation refused the prime minister's request to dissolve parliament and call new elections. The documents show the prime minister and his wife set up a company with the help of a Panamanian law firm. Greece and European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of an agreement between the EU and Turkey. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official tells VOA the first day of deportations Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials say 300 arrived in Greece on Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by the leading candidates. Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. They said their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports more than 125 million people are living in crisis-affected countries and is appealing for $2.2 billion to come to terms with an escalating health crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization says the three greatest emergencies are Syria, Yemen, and Iraq. In Syria, the agency says 11.5 million people need essential medicines, primary health care, as well as trauma care and mental health care. The WHO says special care for mothers and children, as well as essential medicine and other health care, are needed by more than 7 million people in Iraq and 10.6 million in Yemen. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States. Mr. Obama said the practice, known as tax inversion, is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Those challenges include, she says, slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. In a speech in Frankfurt, Germany, Lagarde said growth has been too slow for too long, with the effects not extending to many people and setting up potential consequences for social and political fabric in many countries. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea has actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. The online payment service PayPal announced Tuesday it had canceled a planned expansion into Charlotte, North Carolina. The action follows the state's passage of a bathroom law, overturning a local ordinance that would have forced private businesses in Charlotte to allow transgender people to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with rather than their biological sex. Vietnam has confirmed the first two cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health ministry said Tuesday two women in Ho Chi Minh City tested positive for the virus in late March after they were both hospitalized with fevers, eye strains, and rashes. State media say one of the women is pregnant. Both are said to be in stable condition. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.